It's 8:30. I'm Jim Meadows with this look at AM 580 News. The Illinois National Guard activated two more helicopter crews that headed to the Gulf Coast ahead of Hurricane Gustav. State officials said the crews left Decatur yesterday for Louisiana. Governor Rob Blagojevich's office says the crews were requested by Louisiana through a mutual aid agreement. Illinois had already sent one helicopter crew on Saturday. The hurricane is expected to strike the Gulf Coast sometime today. Blagojevich says the helicopters and crews are ready to perform search and rescue missions, as well as sandbagging of levee breaks. A man who was struck and killed by an Amtrak train in downtown Champaign Saturday night has been identified as 52-year-old Billy Hayes of Champaign. Champaign County Coroner Dwayne Northrup says the cause of death was multiple traumatic injuries. Hayes was struck by a northbound Amtrak train while attempting to cross the tracks near Springfield Avenue. Both the coroner's office and Champaign police are investigating. One of the eight people hospitalized for exposure to a dangerous chemical at an East St. Louis storage and mixing plant has been released, but the rest were still being treated at St. Louis area hospitals as of last night. An FBI spokesman says there were no fatalities connected with Saturday's chemical release at RoCorp in East St. Louis. Two emergency rooms in Missouri's St. Louis County were placed under quarantine Saturday night after they accepted patients seeking treatment for the chemical exposure. One of those emergency rooms has reopened. Officials say the chemical appears to be nitrile aniline. That's a highly toxic material used in the synthesis of dyes, antioxidants, pharmaceuticals, gasoline, poultry medicines, and as a corrosion inhibitor. Illinois now has a Good Samaritan law for animal rescuers. Sean Crawford reports.
The idea is to make sure those who help animals in an emergency or a disaster are immune from being sued if something goes wrong. Nearly 20 other states have similar laws. Most of those were enacted after Hurricane Katrina, when thousands of animals were stranded without food or water. While rescuers tried to come to their aid, in certain cases, pet owners filed lawsuits because of injuries to their animals. First responders, veterinarians, and others will be protected under the new law, which the governor signed. It takes effect immediately. Animal rights groups say it sends a message that no one should fear legal repercussions for helping an animal in need. The law is based on one already in place for those who assist people in emergency situations. I'm Sean Crawford.
The Champaign County AFL-CIO holds its annual Labor Day parade today along Broadway Avenue and Washington Street in Urbana. The parade starts at 10 p.m., not 9:30 as we previously reported, but 10 a.m. from the south parking lot of Lincoln Square at the corner of Illinois and Broadway. The parade heads south on Broadway to Washington, then east on Washington to the Champaign County Brookins Center at the corner of Learman, where a community celebration picnic will be held. Illinois Street between Race and Vine will be used as the parade staging area. That area is closed to traffic now until noon. In baseball yesterday, the Chicago White Sox beat Boston 4-2. Jim Thome hit his 536th career homer in the first inning, tying Mickey Mantle for 14th place. The Sox play at Cleveland tonight. Houston shut out the Cardinals 3-0 yesterday. The Cardinals play at Arizona this afternoon. The Cubs lost to Philadelphia yesterday 5-3. It's 8:33.
WILL weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 71 degrees outside Campbell Hall in Urbana. We are warming up after a night in the 60s, mainly throughout central and southeast Illinois. Skies were clear throughout the region. High pressure over the eastern Great Lakes will continue to build southwest into the midsection of the country, providing dry and warm conditions into tomorrow. High temperatures today will range from the upper 80s to low 90s throughout the region. Overnight lows tonight will range from the middle 50s across northern Wisconsin to the lower 70s across the Missouri Boot Heel. Now let's take a look at the Champaign-Urbana area weather forecast. It calls for sunny skies on this Labor Day. The high in the upper 80s, southeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, the low in the mid-60s, light southeast winds. Mostly sunny tomorrow, the high in the upper 80s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy Tuesday night, the low in the upper 60s. Then there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, 30% Wednesday, 40% Wednesday night, 50% Thursday, 40% Thursday night. Otherwise, partly sunny Wednesday, the high in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy Wednesday night, the low in the low 60s. Mostly cloudy Thursday, the high in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy Thursday night, the low in the low 60s. Again, we have 71 degrees outside Campbell Hall in Urbana. It's 8:35. I'm Jim Meadows for AM 580 News.
We're going to get an update now on the New Orleans levees as Hurricane Gustav moves ashore. We're going to have a live interview here with Mark Schlefstein, a staff writer for the New Orleans Times-Picayune, who has helped us several times to understand what's going on with the New Orleans levees. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you?
I'm in the newspaper building, sort of downtown New Orleans.
Safe? You're safe? Okay. You're, it's high ground, relatively speaking.
Well,